Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will get a budget update at today's meeting and will decide on several key issues surrounding the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The Board will be asked to approve a one-year waiver of the balanced budget policy to allow the savings realized for the general fund to be used for ongoing expenses. The Board will also be asked to approve an interim budget immediately to allow county departments to operate until the final budget is adopted in July. The CAO's office will present a proposed budget complete with the suggestions gathered at 5 community meetings. A final public budget meeting is scheduled for Monday, June 16th. The supervisors outlined 5 goals for the budget, including selling surplus property, rebuilding a reserve, and consolidating county services, among others. Californians head to the polls for the June primary today. Locally, there are several races of interest, including 2 supervisor contests, a DA's race, and a governor's primary. Locally, supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg face challenges from Chris Kerrigan and Sharon Latour, respectively. 4 candidates, Maggie Fleming, Elin Furpo, Alan Dollison, and Arnie Klein, are vying for 50% plus 1 of today's vote in an effort to replace the retiring Paul Gallegos. If no candidate gets to the 50% plus 1 plateau, the top 2 finishers will face off in November's general election. There are supervisor races in Del Norte and Mendocino County that are also of concern locally, as well as the governor's race, which will pit a Republican candidate against Governor Jerry Brown in the fall. You can get all the latest election news by tuning in tonight here on KINS News, as Dave Silverbrand will be in studio keeping us up to date. The United States Marshals Service announced on Monday that a fugitive and a man wanted for murder is back in Humboldt County after being transferred from Lake Havasu, Arizona. 33-year-old Benjamin Carter is a suspect in the shooting death of Zach Chapman in April. Chapman's body was found in the Eel River, and his vehicle was located nearby. Chapman's trailer had been set afire in what is considered arson, and Carter's wife, Melinda Carter, was arrested in April in connection with the case. Benjamin Carter was found living with family in Arizona and was tracked down by sheriff's detectives and marshals in May. He was taken into custody on May 12th. Humboldt Bay Fire is investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed the old East Bay Machine and Hydraulic Building at the base of 4th Street on Monday morning. The fire affected traffic coming into and out of town on both 4th and 5th Streets. There were no injuries reported, and traffic had cleared by the early afternoon. The building was a total loss, and a cause remains undetermined. 45-year-old Alex Miranda of Brookings, Oregon, was driving northbound on Highway 101 near North Indian Road in Del Norte County at around 10 o'clock on Saturday night when Crescent City resident Everett Moorhead apparently walked in front of his pickup truck. Miranda's vehicle struck Moorhead, who suffered fatal injuries and died at Sutter Coast Hospital. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. Impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Desmond Cowan wears a lot of hats as the chief of the Arcata Fire Protection District, and the 2 most important hats are those of chief as well as that of the fire prevention officer. Come July 1st, however, the department will welcome a new fire inspector to the ranks, Jenny Williamson, who currently works with Humboldt Bay Fire. Staffing small departments in rural areas is always a struggle, according to Cowan.
The national standard for staffing calls for 4 people on an engine, 24/7, and that is not found in a whole lot of areas. Ideal, typical, kind of normal configuration in California, well into the 21st century now, is 3 on an engine. We have 2. So we have 3 stations, McKinleyville, Mad River, Arcata, with 2 on each day. We augment that with volunteers when they're available, but our staffing is still below what we need to get up to.
Cowan said that the addition of Williamson will help immeasurably.
We anticipate having her on staff by July 1st. She's going to bring a whole new perspective to our organization, skill sets that we don't currently have, and an ability to deliver those public safety programs and not do it with a chief officer. It's really hard, I can tell you, to try to coordinate fire prevention inspections and all those things that need to go on in the community while at the same time being responsible for responding to structure fires.
Williamson has worked with departments in Sacramento, Oregon, and locally with Humboldt Bay Fire. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information,